at the five-star hotel, you'll get a taste of what it is. You know, they're not cold. It's 40 degrees and that's the nature of the thing. I once stayed in a castle in Ireland in February. A 13th century castle that had walls that were 16, 18 feet thick. And the only heat in the room, in the bedroom, was a fireplace. And it was warm if you slept in the fireplace. But if you were a foot away from it, it was already, you couldn't get warm all night. And those conditions were the average normal conditions of life. And therefore, for that period of time, five, almost six centuries, we know very, very little, almost nothing about Jewish life in the Provence. However, when the Arabs, when the Moors, when the Muslims came to Spain, for a short period of time, they crossed the Pyrenees, and they came to Provence as well. There was a time when Europe was almost captured by the Muslims, all of Europe. And they were defeated on the Eastern Front outside of Vienna, and they were defeated on the Western Front in the Provence. But for a while, for quite a period of time, about 80 years, the Muslims controlled Provence. But the Muslims who came that far north were not the nice, friendly, tolerant Moors whom we discussed last year in the Golden Age of Spain. The ones who came north into Spain were fanatical Muslims. They were the Almohads, and the Jews suffered terribly under them as well. And therefore, the Jews of the Provence welcomed Charlemagne, the great Frenchman, the great French knight, who finally drove the Muslims out of Provence and built the French, or laid the foundation at least for the French state, and became the king and the first of the Holy Roman Emperors. And the Jews supported Charlemagne, A, because he was against the Visigoths, B, he was against the Muslims. And the Jews had a very pragmatic attitude throughout the Middle Ages. Anybody, the Arabs say it very well, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And that was, to a great extent, the viewpoint of the Jews as well, that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So even though Charlemagne is not noted in history for being a particularly benign person, and nevertheless, among Jews, he had a following because of the fact that he did free them from Visigoth persecution, and he freed them also from the persecution of the Muslims. One other thing has to be said here regarding Charlemagne, and that's a rule also throughout Jewish history. I always say that the best of all worlds are religious, observant Jews and non-religious, non-observant non-Jews. And that's the rule that happened to Charlemagne, even though he was crowned by the Pope and he was the Holy Roman Emperor, he was not so frum. He was not such a fanatic. And therefore, once it was not... We will see that there were French kings who believed, literally believed, that their ticket to heaven, their ticket to paradise, lay in the persecution of the Jews. Louis IX will be an example of that type. The entire Valois royalty in France that governed France until the time of the Bourbons, until they took over, those string of kings, they were extremely religious, and their religion bordered on fanaticism, and they were convinced that the greatest merit that they would have in heaven is to say that they persecuted the Jews. And therefore we'll see burnings and expulsions and all of the terrible things that happened to the Jews of France under their reign. But Charlemagne was not like that. He certainly was a Christian king, but